1420 KJCK. JC Now.
And once again, a very pleasant good morning, everyone, and welcome back to JC Now, coming up on 19 minutes past 8 o'clock. And we welcome to our studios this morning, Kendall Schoenrock. And good morning, Kendall. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me in.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Well, I guess I'll lead in this way. We are all driving by Fifth Street Playground Park.
Major changes.
Yeah, and things are going on there, and you've got two nice conceptual drawings, and some people are saying, what's this? What's going on here? Of course, when the old playground equipment went away, that got a lot of people's attention.
Sure.
Well, a group formed some time ago called Play for All.
Yeah, Quality Play for All, that's
Quality
right.
Quality Play for All, and your group decided we need to do an upgrade in the playground park. And just for the folks that may not know this story, let's go back and talk just a little bit about the foundation background where you really built the thing.
Absolutely. So 2016, Joy Davis and Andrew Greenwood got together and said, we need to form a committee that can help focus on reinvigorating our parks. And let's make our parks in Junction City something remarkable and something really nice to bring people to town, and something nice for the community. They focused, initially, their first round was a playground park. And one of the things that they did was they brought in Teresa Bramlage and myself and Mary Kay Stauffer, and we really focused on how do we leverage the community and some grant resources to do, in phase one, brand new playground equipment. That playground equipment that was there previously was pretty tired. I think it's about 25 plus years old. And it was really in need of an upgrade.
You're being kind. It was really old.
It was really old. So our path to get that accomplished was to go out and get a grant. In order to get that grant, we needed to do a survey which showed the low to moderate income level for Junction City. And we were one of the very first communities to successfully survey. We had 585 responses. And then we presented all of that to the state. And the state was very, very diligent in looking at all of our data and verifying our numbers. And they came back and said, yes, we qualify, and we were awarded a grant. So to kind of put this all together, AFCO was the company that responded for our RFP, our request for proposal. They are the winning bidder. And we decided to do a kidney bean-shaped playground with about 5,000 square feet of turf, two giant towers, ADA swings, a kids zone that'll be shaded, a musical zone, a 66-foot zip line with two bays. The second bay will have a seat where you can be loaded into it and secured. So it's also ADA. And just an entire new, fresh upgrade to Playground Park. And this is phase one. So where we're going and where we're focused on, and by the way, we do have a new website, playjc.org. So if you want to go on there and check out some of the new schematics, all of the renderings from AFCO, you can get all the details on the playground equipment. Most importantly, you can come and donate. We do have a couple of phases. We have some additional upgrades that we're making to the park. We would love the community support in any donation amount, playjc.org. Really, the concept is, what else can we do at Fifth Street Playground Park to make that a community center? So after AFCO will come in and install the turf and the towers and all of the swings and some of the new upgraded spinner climber and the zip line, that will most likely happen here, depending on weather, and weather's kind of thrown us for a loop here the last couple of weeks. We will do a team build the last 2 weeks of September, or potentially the last week of September, the first week of October. And then tentatively, as of right now, we are scheduling a Fifth Street Playground Park grand reopening for October 12th. And again, that is all subject to any other delays based on weather. So
that was a really great overview. Now, I think we should also make it clear for everyone, there are actually two projects going on here.
Correct. That's right.
You're dealing with the playground equipment for the children.
That's right.
And then a group called iCare is doing a project which will add some pieces of equipment that will be comfortable for older
Correct.
Citizens to use while they're in Playground Park. An example, watching their grandkids play on the...
That's exactly right.
So anyway, that is being dedicated, groundbreaking for that is going to be happening this Saturday. And that's that project. And that's a separate fundraiser. Separate, but I'm sure you've had communication.
Absolutely. And coincidentally, the winning or the vendor that iCare selected was also ATCO. So there's a lot of synergy there.
Oh, yeah.
So it works out quite nicely because we were able to save on freight, and there's some nice synergy there having the same company manage both. The same sales rep is representing iCare's contract and Quality Play contract. So there's a lot of nice synergy there. We've worked really well hand in hand with iCare in terms of the overall strategy of how this fits together. They are doing a smaller section, which will be on the inside of the walking trail. So if you think about Playground Park, there's a walking trail. We're going to replace about a quarter of that. The asphalt's coming out. We're going to pour concrete. And then on the inside of that walking trail is where the iCare Center is going to go. And so that will have very nice visual coverage of the Kindy Bean ATCO equipment for the kids.
All right. Well, that makes it fairly seamless then, I would think.
It just worked out that way. It's just a really quality product.
All right. You quickly mentioned the pieces of new equipment that are going to be included in the playground part.
Sure.
The children's playground park. Let's identify those one more time. You're going to
okay.
have...
Okay. This is all from memory. I don't have my schematics in front of me.
Well, you did very well. I know you've got it in your head.
Sure. There are two giant towers. The first one is, I think they call it the Alpha Tower. And again, if you go to playjc.org, you can see videos. You click on the Playground Park project. There's videos and pictures and illustrations and schematics all listed online. The Kindy Bean, the main section, will have two large towers. The first tower, I think, is the Alpha Tower, is all enclosed. So there will be multi-tiers. You can climb inside of it, multiple slides coming off of it. The second tower also will have, I think the final construction height will be about 22 feet tall, multi-platform, multiple slides, really cool piece of equipment. When we did all of our research, one of the things that we did with Joy Davis and Andrew Greenwood and myself is we went to Kansas City and visited about 12 different parks. And we have lots of pictures. And those towers really stuck out to us as being something remarkable and that we would want to see in Junction City. We'll have two saucer swings. So those are ADA swings that you can be loaded into. Those will be in one of the pods. We have musical equipment, some drums, a xylophone, some chimes, really cool equipment. There's a shaded T-swing for the 2 to 5-year-olds. So if you're a toddler, you can go to the toddler zone. That'll be shaded, so it's under a canopy. Next to that, we'll have a spinner climber. So think of kind of the upgrade of a merry-go-round. It's a 360 globe that'll spin. You can climb inside of it. You can climb on the outside of it. Very cool piece of equipment. Looks like a giant sphere that you can spin. And then to the north of the irrigation channel, there's that limestone irrigation channel through the park, is a 66-foot double bay zip line, which will be really cool. The second bay will have a seat. And so if you can be loaded into that seat, you can swing. It's just going to be great. You can queue up on both sides. It's really spectacular equipment.
All right. We have one more really important topic, and you have an opportunity if folks want to volunteer to say, I helped with this.
Correct.
In a very positive way.
Correct.
And you're inviting citizens of Junction City, if they'd like to volunteer, to join, what should I call this, your construction team?
Absolutely. So in terms of logistics on all of this, one of the things that I'm trying to wrap my head around is how many man hours does it take to build this park? And so the vendor basically came back and said, if our team put it together, it would be about 400 man hours. And so what I think we're going to do, and obviously those guys are very efficient because they are professional in the industry, they know their way around the equipment and how everything fits together. So I think it's going to take us a little bit longer as a community to build this. So I think if we can get 10 or 15 people per day for a week or a week and a half, we can probably accomplish this. And so I'm basically slating in last week of September, first week of October, is when we need to do that team build. If you're interested in volunteering, playjc.org, click on the contact us link, and drop us an email or give us a call. Again, that'll be the last week of September, the first week of October.
Well, I tell you what, I told you before we went on the air, we've been tracking this story since almost day one.
Day one, that's right.
When Joy came in and said, hey, this is what we'd like to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that survey phase was hard work. I know that.
A ton of volunteers. We couldn't have done, and this is the beauty about this project. It's really brought the community together. So many volunteers, and we're able to leverage that survey for other things for the city. It's wonderful.
So now, after a lot of heavy lifting in the fundraising portion of it, you're looking at a mid-October, maybe.
Absolutely. We're going to get it done this fall.
Seeing the thing come to fruition.
That's right.
I think you said some time ago in an interview with us that you were shooting for the mid-October time frame. So that'd be pretty amazing if the weather cooperates.
That's right. We like to be on time. And so if we can get that accomplished, that's going to be really awesome. And this is only phase one. This is a multi-phase. We have some other pavilions planned. I'd like to see us put in some other equipment. We have Kaw Valley has been great to work with. We have a full site plan that shows the different phases, and that will be added to playjc.org here probably in the next week or so.
All right, sort of wrap this one up. That's why you're going to see, as I started at the beginning, you're going to see a whole lot of activity in the Fifth Street Playground Park at Eisenhower and Fifth Street in the coming weeks. And what you're looking at there is brand new, up-to-date, ADA compliant children's playground equipment along with the iCare project as well. Hey, thanks for the update on this.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me in.
Have a good time in the next few weeks.
It's going to be really exciting. Great stuff for the community.
All right. Kendall Schoenrock, Play for All Committee, updating us on what you're going to see in the park in the coming weeks ahead.